It's Saturday night, and Teresa Blainer is out with her partner, Doug, and their pet parrot, Gandalf. They're trying to salvage this forgotten corner of their Washington neighborhood.
That made-for-TV weed cutter, you know, the one that's like the weasel, the garden weasel?
Teresa and Doug are guerrilla gardeners, citizen activists who transform urban landscapes by gardening in public places without permission. Call it graffiti with sunflowers and petunias.
I guess they chose the term guerrillas because just like with guerrilla warfare, you kind of get in and you get out quickly. We pick a spot and we come in without permission. We do what we have to do and we get out.
Except the cabbage, the kale.
Guerrilla gardening communities are popping up in major urban areas. London, Paris, Los Angeles. Gardeners blog about their garden graffiti, often done in stealth and under the cover of night. They often use the internet to vote for the location of their next hit.
This is probably the most run-down site we've ever done.
Teresa says tonight's location may have been a garage once, but it's appeared abandoned for more than a year.
There's an ugly spot, but it has a lot of potential.
I thought I found another condom wrapper. We've already uncovered three.
Kenneth Moore writes a home gardening blog in Washington. He says in guerrilla gardening situations, it's important to work with plants that can deal well with neglect.
The purpose behind guerrilla gardening is plant where it's not being maintained, plant where beauty would not otherwise occur.
That's what this is, beauty.
Oh, this is totally beauty. It's also vandalism.
I think we just all came out and just started planting whatever we had. And people try to be nice, like if you brought something, then you could kind of stay in where you could plant it. Oh, what'd you bring? I brought a butterfly bush and some irises and some kale. It smells like lilacs, actually, at night. I didn't even know that when I got it.
Guerrilla gardeners often choose high-profile locations to make an environmental statement, a sewer hole, or an abandoned newspaper box. But Teresa says her guerrillas prefer to create permanent urban gardens, which people and municipal workers cannot later destroy.
I don't like it when plants die. But I like there to be a chance for those plants to make it, to give birth to little plants.
Guerrilla gardens are designed to engage with the community in which they grow. And Teresa's hideaway garden patch doesn't escape the attention of this 62-year-old Vietnam veteran who wants to know what's going on.
Oh, that's a beautiful gesture, too. Yes, indeed. That would be most beneficial.
If they can look and see that four people took this area in a couple of hours and transformed it into something beautiful, they really can do the same thing on their walk every day.
I'm excited for the coming months as they grow and next year when they come back to see what it looks like.
What do you hope it'll look like?
Beautiful. I hope for beauty.
It may not look like much now, but come spring, there will be tulips here where once there was only broken concrete.
I'm so excited. Can't wait to see it in the daytime.
DC Guerrilla Gardeners.
Teresa and Doug, Gandalf perched on his shoulder, hope their latest illegal urban garden will have a real chance to grow. They've probably broken city trespassing laws tonight, but they're not worried about the police coming after them.
We're the least of their worries. Saturday night in the city, I'm sure there's a lot more going on than gardeners, you know, planting things in the dark.
Mona Rabbi, VOA News, Washington.